What is good, everybody who is tuning in today? It is your boy Ranks HTX, the host with the most, with another episode of the One Shot Podcast. I got the one and only, the one with the sauce, the one with the codes, my boy Saucy Man, Saucy Season in the Cut. Sauce, how you doing, man?
Doing good. It's good to be back here. Haven't been on an episode in a minute, you know what I'm saying?
We in proper attire today.
Proper attire. Team Havoc. Go get you some merch.
You know what I'm saying? Go get you some apparel. TeamHavocStudios.com. Get you a hoodie. Get you a t-shirt. Get you some pants. We got all the whole nine for you. Embroidery. And then gonna wash off with some washes. Top of the line. Top quality. For today.
And go ahead. I just want to touch on something too. So a lot of people have been DMing me about the TeamHavoc.gg site. Being down or something. I couldn't find it. So Ranks, repeat that one more time for the people in the back.
That is the thing. We did somewhat of a light rebrand. Not exactly a full rebrand, but technically a light rebrand. So the website is no longer TeamHavoc.gg. We are TeamHavocStudios.com. So I'm going to say this one more time. If you want to cop you some apparel that ain't going to wash off for no washes, you want to cop you, you can even cop you Havoc Energy through there. It's TeamHavocStudios.com. You can also check out the rest of our content as well. Check out each and every single one of the creators that are on that site.
Yep.
The whole nine, you feel me? The whole nine. Before today's episode of this episode of the One Shot Podcast, me and my boy Sauce, we're going to talk about the topic today is the state of gaming. The state of game. You know, at first we thought, you know what's crazy? At first, we mostly thought it was just Call of Duty at first, but nah, this is gaming in as a whole now. Since we're experts when it comes to Call of Duty, we're going to go ahead and start with Call of Duty, because that's what it is for the first topic right now.
Yeah, let's dive into Call of Duty.
Let's dive into Call of Duty. As just a preliminary question so y'all can get a great understanding. Saucy, how much time play do you have on the new Warzone?
On the new Warzone?
On the new Warzone.
Probably like 3 hours. Probably like 3 hours since the game released. Hey, no.
That's 3 hours across multiple days, boy. You hop on, you play three games, you're off.
Yeah, probably at the most 3 hours. At the minimum, probably like an hour 32 at the minimum.
Because, I mean, bro, we're honestly at the point, bro, where it's like, I get it, bro. Look, at the end of the day, it sucks. But for the people who wanted me to be a little professional, the gaming isn't as a top quality gaming experience in comparison to how Warzone 1 is. Now, I know a lot of people are going to bring up the fact that the pandemic was a factor. Another factor was a lot of people weren't as good as the game. But, I mean, no. I don't even think
that we can use the pandemic no more as an excuse. The pandemic made gaming back fun, mm-hmm. but I think the reason why people don't gravitate towards it is because Warzone 1 was perfect, and it was perfectly unperfect.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah,
Warzone 2 had a model. This is Warzone 1 right here. They took this model that was selling, and they dropped it back here. For the dumb little Timmys and Jimmys who can't play COD.
The kids like, on the 75-inch TVs playing with speakers.
Yeah, still couch. Playing on a PS2. Them kind of kids.
I'm telling y'all, man, like, look, I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you anymore, bro. I just want to know, bro, when will people stop making this pandemic an excuse, bro? Like, that's not an excuse no more. There's no... And it's to the point, bro, on top of that, bro, it's like... I know one person said something. He had said...
We're like 3 years out of the pandemic, ain't we? It was like 3 years, bro. Something like that. Three years. Like, what are we talking about? Like,
3 years, bro. I mean, and the thing is, bro, I mean, people are saying, oh, well, it takes them a while to receive feedback to know whether or not the game is good. But
what?
Because peep this, right? They didn't know lootable perks were a good thing until they added it into Warzone 1, but Warzone 2 was already being created. So keep that in mind, right?
That's where you have the quality testers. That's why you invite people like Joe Woe, Swag, you know, who else can I think of? Mutex. Yeah. People Joe like
Swag,
that.
Swag, Mutex, Baka,
Huskers.
You can use them.
That's where you bring in those kind of creators who have the majority of that fan base, and then you expand on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
They had a perfectly unperfect formula that worked well. It was fluid. It was fun. I mean, yeah, the pandemic made people sit down and play the game more. And that's how people fell in love with Warzone 1, aka Verdansk, before Rebirth even got here, before Fortress Keep, before all that. I mean, Ashika Island is just a big map with resurgence. Let's be real.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Ashika is so like
it's big.
Anybody, I mean, to anybody who thankfully you're unspoiled in life, you know what I'm saying? Your expectations of life have not been soiled by touching Ashika Island. But it's this giant, dull, gloomy looking map. And I'm like, where's the sun at? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. We might get some hate for this, what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
And I hope I don't offend nobody.
Go ahead.
Ashika Island is... I can't even say it. It's going to offend somebody, right? It's going to offend somebody.
Hey.
But you know what? I ain't going to say it anyway, because this is a podcast and we keep it real. Go Ashika ahead. Island is like pulling up to a Lil Peep concert.
Dang. It's just
dark, cloudy. Like, it doesn't bring enjoyment out of you. It's gloomy. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna make another comparison that's gonna make people even more mad. It's almost like certain Juice WRLD songs. No. Because listen. Juice WRLD's tough, right? Juice WRLD makes great music, right? But how many times are people? I've had people say, "Man, this song's tough," and I'm listening to the lyrics of this song, and I'm like, "Dude, this guy is literally pouring out his heart of depression on a song."
Yeah.
But you're saying, "Oh, it's tough." Huh? Yeah. Like, huh? Like, you can't deny that the lyrics in his songs are pretty sad. Like, I've heard Maze,
I've played a couple of his unreleased, like.
So I see what you're saying. I see what you were trying to say with it. Even if it offends somebody, that's his thoughts. But you know what I'm saying? Look, you say something about it, he gonna think the same way tomorrow. Oh well. But that's just my thing.
Hands down, it's just
a gloomy, dark map, and then like the other alternative
It doesn't bring enjoyment out. It doesn't embrace the culture. I'll do some comparison. Compare Ashika to Rebirth. They did multiple versions of Rebirth. Didn't they do a night Rebirth, and then they did like a Summer Days Rebirth. When then they had the Summer Day skins, like the screen. That's when they added the screen skin. Mm-hmm. They did it with Fortune's Key. Like, go back and look at all those maps. The lighting is beautiful. It's bright. It's energetic. It's eye appealing to the eyes. Ashika looks like an emo paradise.
I'll be wondering. I get that, like, a lot of people may say, "Oh, but we're consumers. We don't have an insight on what goes on into making the game." But I'm going to say something, right? Because me and you, Sauce, we don't fully know what it takes to make video games, right? But that's why we're what? Consumers, right? If I walk to my bank and I want to withdraw $50, I don't care if y'all got blown up by an RPG and the Joker came in and took half the money in here. If I want 50, why am I not able to get 50? This is a bank. You know what I'm saying? If he really blew up this bank, bro, there should be yellow tape around here. It should be the FBI, the Marines, the Navy SEALs. They should say, "You can't come here." I don't want to go there and say, "Oh, we don't have $50 because we got blown up by an RPG." No, where's my $50? Either you're going to give my $50 or I'm going to walk behind here and get my $50. Because that's our perspective as consumers, right? It's no, "Oh, let's give them some sympathy." No, because I'm spending my money on this. Now, yeah. I will give sympathy and say, "Okay, cool. If you need more time to make the game, cool. I'm just not going to buy it. Or I'm not going to play it. Straight up. I'll play when it's fixed." Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel about Warzone 2. I feel like Warzone 2 shouldn't even be released.
I don't think it should have been either.
Not yet. I think back in the day, when like Black Ops 2 came with zombies, campaign, and rank and league play.
Yeah.
At one time.
Mm-mm.
And you can do it back then on 360 days with multiple DLCs, the little intricate videos. Everybody remembers Mark Rubin whenever Ghost, the Michael Myers DLC. Everybody remembers the little trailer packs they would do. They're like the cool little where they get content creators, YouTubers in to do shoot the little, and celebrities do a little commercial. I mean, yeah, they do that now, but it don't hit the same. We get free DLC that we pay for still. Because yeah. I mean, we're still in a pay-to-win era, and now it's not supply drops, but it's, now they got, what's the new thing they got for Warzone? Or DMZ now, too? Where if you buy this operator with this thing, you get an in-game boost or something. Like, who's doing that? Well, like, no. The microtransactions are out of
line. That's pay-to-win skins. Now, one of those skins, it gives you an automatic UAV. I'm like, bro, what? This is automatic what? UAV with a skin. I'm like, this is...
So we have sound EQ and automatic UAVs? There's no way people should lose gunfights.
I mean, you know what's so funny? You know what I find to be so funny? And this is the thing that I always say, bro. And this is the thing that goes for any video game, right? It doesn't matter how many crutches. It doesn't matter how many advantages you have. If you're bad at the game, guess what?
You will forever be bad.
You're still going to be bad. So it confuses me sometimes why other games, not even just Call of Duty, they cater or help these people. They give them such a high stepping stool. But bro, if you have a 15-inch vertical, you're not going to have a 40-inch vertical with a 20-foot stepping stool, because what's 20 plus 15? 35. You're still not at 40. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it doesn't matter how high the stepping stone is, you're still bad. So you could help them as much as you want to. They're still going to be bad. You know what I'm saying?
And I think Call of Duty has fell in the trap. I mean, I've been playing Call of Duty since COD 4. I mean, I grew up on it. White Week, I've probably talked about this in other podcasts.
Yeah.
White Week, World at War. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to see the way Call of Duty has progressed, because we had the golden era of Call of Duty.
No, we ain't progressing. We ain't progressing.
when I say progress, but you know what I mean.
We just passed the time at this point.
The golden era for Call of Duty started at World at War. It probably ended around Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4.
That's a good question, because I actually wanted to ask that question. I was about to say, what did you think the golden era, like, what, in your opinion, did you think was the golden era of Call of Duty?
You know I'm biased. COD 4 for life. So you know I'm biased. I say COD 4 up until BO3.
That's a solid answer.
I can't remember, because like it's been a long while. It was AW in there too.
AW was in the mix. AW came before Black Ops
3. AW, in my opinion, I loved AW. Mm-hmm. I had Grandmaster Prestige, the highest level. I had Speakeasy. I had the Obsidian Steed. I had everything you can have in there. HBR, Insanity. Mm-hmm. I still remember these guns off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So like the impact of it. Then I mean, everybody gives Sledgehammer shit.
Yeah. But they're usually the people that do something off the wall. Let's be honest. They usually do something that's off
the wall. They innovated Call of Duty. They really innovated Call of Duty. And at the time, nobody wanted jetpacks. But once it came out, competitive was really fun. We saw some of the best series because they had Uplink. Mm-hmm. What they have? They had Uplink, Search and Destroy. Did they do Capture Flag?
When it comes to AW competitive, I don't remember. I'm not going to lie.
I can't remember. Like, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. But I definitely know Uplink changed the game. Uplink is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I think in terms of like, if we're talking in terms of, how do I say this? If we're talking in terms of just Call of Duties in terms of multiplayers, I would say golden era of Call of Duty. It's hard because, all right, I'm gonna say that stretch between MW2. World at War, MW3. No. MW2, Black Ops 3.
World at War came out beforehand.
That's what I had to correct myself. That's my bad.
Because I think it went COD 4, then World at War.
Yeah.
It was Infinity Ward, then Treyarch, and then that was the cycle until Sledgehammer came in the
mix. Yeah. So I think the golden era of COD was, let's throw in World at War, MW2, okay. Black Ops 1, MW3. Then Black Ops 2.
No MW2? Original?
No. I think I said the OG MW2, I think. I'm pretty sure. Because it was COD. It was World at War, MW2, right? I'm pretty sure. Because World at War was made by Treyarch.
I think it was. Because Infinity Wars was the first studio. So they made COD 4, and then it was World at War. Then it was... Yeah. Okay, because the Black Ops timeline starts in World at War with Victor Reznov.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes COD 4, then it goes World at War, then it goes MW2,
mm-hmm.
then it goes Black Ops 1, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2?
Yeah. I think even throw COD 4 in there. So that stretch from COD 4 to Black Ops 2, that probably was the golden era of Call of Duty. Now, as crazy as that sounds, that's kind of like all the best Call of Duties, if we're going to be honest. But,
yeah. But the Call of Duty of the modern era that set up at the Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I included Black Ops 3.
I have to include Black Ops 3. But I'm saying as a streak.
So you got, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it was like that, wasn't it? It's COD 4, World at War, MW2, Black Ops 1,
MW3, Black Ops 2. Then after that was Ghost, which Ghost was a little.
At the time, Ghost wasn't like. But going back and playing it today,
yeah.
Ghost was hella fun. The DLC, Michael Myers concept, the concept of Ghost was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, and I'm one of the people, I've made Ghost. I love Ghost. S&D, AIDS. I was playing, I was competing in Ghost. I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, MTAR, the silencer, the, you know what I'm saying? I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with me, I have to throw an honorable mention for Black Ops 3 simply just because I love that. I have, like, as far as multiplayer. Now, granted, the campaign on that game was garbage.
The campaign. If you didn't think you was it didn't make no sense. And I think the only way they pieced it together was they mentioned Raul Menendez like once, and it was like, oh, that's how we piece it.
Yeah, it didn't really make that much sense. It didn't play that much of significance. It didn't show that much. It didn't give, like, a story or a backstory to the specialist. Nothing. It was kind of just there, in my opinion. But,
I mean, yeah. And then Black Ops 4 came in and tried to give us a little
missions and stuff. Like, I mean, it was cool
that wholeheartedly, they should did that in Black Ops 3. Now, Black Ops 3 was good because I like the little raw running thing they had, the kind of little comp thing they had, the free run thing. That was fire. Cool.
That was fire.
It was a cool little mini game. It was a cool little mini game. And then the zombies for Black Ops 3, they like were crazy,
bro. Crazy,
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 crazy.
I mean,
honorable mention, Ghost Extinction was fun, especially if you did the Easter eggs. I did. I completed everything.
I never played Ghost, so I'm not gonna lie. I
definitely.
If you're listening right now and you agree with him, let me know, agree with him. But
Extinction was fun.
Okay.
Going back and like in the moment with Stonehaven, the big maps, all the crazy maps, like Warhawk. Warhawk was a good map. I can't think of a lot of maps on top of my head right now, but if you played Ghost at the time and competing Ghost, you know what I'm talking about. It was a different level of competing. Playing it just to play it as a casual sucked. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. But if you played that to compete, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts. Okay, the next topic I did want to bring up in terms of the overall state of gaming has to also do with Call of Duty, but this was certain news that we had, right? This is, and for anybody that keeps up with Warzone, right? Me and Saucy both know this, right? The biggest turn, this is the COD champs, right? Of Warzone, right? That we have so far. The World Series of Warzone. This is like top dog. Like, this is like we playing for an M at this point. It's almost like how
COD champs are. Are they playing for M? Do they actually play for M?
I think so. I'm pretty sure at this point. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they reduced the funding. I don't know. These devs suck. I don't know anymore. But I got to make sure. So World Series of Warzone 2023. Let's call it the 2023 prize pool. Because low-key, you might be right. Look, okay. They said that in total, I'm pretty sure the prize pool is $1.2 million. So the winner won't get $1.2 million, but it's broke. No. Not even broken up in four. Dude, you know,
it's broken up between the top three teams, right?
Nah, I think up to like 10th place gets paid.
What? I mean, bro.
It's weird. Back in the day.
I mean, yeah, the prize pool wasn't that much, but the top 10 team wasn't making money. Like, bro, if you didn't hit the top three, you wasn't getting paid. Like, I think Call of Duty adopted this system of reward the loser or participation trophies, as I call them. Like, me personally, yeah, everybody has bad days. But if you're not competing at your best and bringing the A game every day, you shouldn't get paid. I mean, salary, cool. But, I mean, the prize pool, leave it to the winner.
That's just how it makes it more interesting. People think, man, it sucks to go through all this struggle, go through all this trials and tribulations, and then you get there and then some small thing happens and then you end up getting 10th place and then you're like, man, I played my hardest, I did all okay, cool, but you're 10th place. Like,
you're 10th place,
that's
bro.
How life
out of
works
what, 20 teams out of 20 teams, bro, come on,
dude.
I mean I can understand if you was top five. Now I can understand the World Series of Warzone, you know what I'm saying, that's top five get paid out of 1.2 mil. I mean, that's more understandable, but 10th place?
I think like 10th and like even past a little bit gets paid. It's so weird. And it's like at that point, between like 9th, 10th, maybe like 8th or something like that, it's like I did the counting on that bit backwards, but like 8th, 9th, and 10th, they all get like around the same like earnings. It's weird. Because at that point, for those people, it's literally just participation. Like, you played, all right,
cool, I mean, bro, but that money could go to the top three. that could be in bonus money for the top three.
That low key could. That could even be a bigger incentive, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
That could be a bigger incentive. But I mean, and you know, this is my thing. That's another thing I want to talk about. World Series of Warzone is played online. Call of Duty has a big problem right now. Not only with the AI for lags. We're going to get into that too. The AI for lag. We're talking about Ricochet not working. So we got cheaters playing in a world where we got legit hackers. Now, if you would have been like, okay, the stage one qualifiers were online, and then from here on out, everything else, we get a venue and we play, and on LAN, I would be for it. Because the amount of money, when you're playing for anything over, I even if you're playing for $1,000, it needs to be on LAN. If you're playing for $1,000 and up, it needs to be on LAN.
100%.
You're playing for $1.2 million. Why are you allowing people to play against hackers?
It's gonna be that one guy that nobody knows about. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew this guy. Out of nowhere, he's gunning Aiden. He's gunning Biffle.
Swag.
You're like, who is Joe this guy? Whoa. But then you look back at the gameplay. Something comes out, a little trick. I think it should just all be played online. It's like the same thing you were telling me. Huh?
I think I was watching Swag play in the World Series. And he just pinched his team, wiped them, and then the same team from last game kept, like, stream second, flying on him, killing him. And Swag was like, you know, I'm calling it. He's hacking. And when in the moment, I was like, bro, how you gonna call that? You keep dying. But I went back into the footage, and I was like, the same team has always rotating to them, knows exactly where they are. They're killing him a little bit too quick. Mind you, it's Swag, who's been in multiple professional tournaments. He's with Super Evan. He's with, I forgot the other guy, but Super Evan and Swag being multiple times, being the big tournaments.
And yeah, usually he definitely always has Biffle and Booyah usually with him, especially.
So it's like, bro, to see them like playing their heart out and then a random dude with no movement just dead. What?
I feel like it's just like, at that point, like how you just say, it's just
frustrating,
like,
as a computer.
It's almost demotivating, because it's like, now it's like, you know, like, it's, you know, that there's going to be some factor that you cannot control that can hurt you so much. So already it's hard enough playing this game, but now it's like, now some random team can have hacks and destroy me. And now I'm in that place behind somebody because they got lucky, and even not lucky, but they were thankful, and they got a lobby with no hacker, no stream sniper. I got a lobby with a stream sniper, so I have to pay the consequences. And you can't go running to the devs or running to the admins and saying, but I ran into a stream sniper. They're not gonna run it back. No, they're not gonna stop the whole tournament for you. They're not. Know what I'm saying? So I think at that point, if you're playing for a certain amount of money, bro, play on LAN. If y'all can't fund no LAN, don't even play the tournament.
It's like this. They have rank play in the game, and ranks knows we've spent stupid amounts of hours on rank play. I love it to death. I love competing. We love competing, but the amount of hackers every rank
is not worth it, bro.
Like we're spending the time practicing, getting the no rotation spawns, and then a dude comes in with a count for 2-2 days old and just guns everybody in the lobby and then has nerve to talk shit. And then I feel like, oh, you guys suck. Like, bro, eat my, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
like what's so crazy to me is that these guys will,
they got the biggest egos.
The thing that makes no sense to me is, like how you said, they will have an account that is 2 days old, right? Indeed. And then these guys have, I'm talking red boxes and stick figures through buildings with aimbot, and then you have the nerve to say,
and they don't even try hiding it.
They don't hide it. They don't hide it at all, ranked play.
They don't hide it no more. They're so confident.
And then they have the nerve to say at the end of the game, "You kids are dog shit."
Oh god, I should have. Like, bro, shut up.
Like, what? And it's like, you really can't say nothing because I lost. He's not gonna get banned. He's gonna go play against somebody else and do the same thing. I'm just like, at that point, it's just, it's one of those things where it's demotivating. And then, you know what's crazy? Now they're adding it to Warzone.
I mean, so not only, and Amigo, we're gonna talk about the AIs right quick too. Not only are they getting rank play in Warzone, which is a good idea in theory. It would be good only if they had a reliable anti-cheat. And they took out the spam report system they have. Because you can get spam report out of a lobby, mid-game, you get disconnected. Now, in Call of Duty. And so it's No, that's a whole other topic. But the AIs. Let's talk about the AIs.
The AIs, the AIs that delayed a $1.2 million global tournament.
And they want Warzone to be competitive. Now,
how is this competitive? Speculations.
There's speculations. There's things. There's been. I've read even sources where the AI are needed in Warzone to manage their anti-cheat. I think I was telling you about this, Reese.
Yeah, so I remember you saying that.
That's part of the anti-cheat. That's what I read. And I don't know how true it is, but it would make sense the why they're so hesitant to take them out the game.
I mean, I've heard lately people run into more hackers after recently. So, I mean, is it really doing that good of a job? You know what I'm saying?
You know, they do a lot of things with the ricochet anti-cheat. Like, they just made it to where if a person's cheating, the person that's shooting that goes invisible. I mean, that's cool in theory, but you're not doing nothing for the hacker. I mean, yeah, you make the player invisible. But you remember in Warzone 1 where they didn't do no damage to it? Like, if a hacker shot at you, they didn't do no damage to you at all. They could shoot a million bullets to you and do no damage.
Nah, some dude got clipped. Do you remember that one clip? He was playing Rebirth. He had like a OTS, and he just stopped moving at one point because he was cheating. Now, I see. I get it, Ricochet. Like, y'all adding cool implementations in order to like to
you're somewhat protecting the casuals. They're doing it to protect the casuals. Just
bam, like
Valorant don't have these problems.
Valorant don't have these problems.
GTA don't have these problems.
GTA
on console don't got these problems. GTA on console. Well, yes, they do. They got the input lag and delays and stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we both know Nomad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it'd be the stuff he be going up against is crazy, bro. People do all kinds of crazy stuff to it on PS4 and GTA freaking deathmatch. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy.
Crazy. But Fortnite, right? The way the Fortnite anti-cheat works, it's the easy anti-cheat. You download it on your PC and it monitors on your PC. Everything, like to head to toe. Like, if you disable it, and you're automatically
hard,
banned.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get around it.
Yeah, it's so hard to get around.
You really know what you're doing.
I'm the type of person to where it's like, bro, if you want me to be honest, I just think we should go back to console. I feel like, you know what? I feel like all these things that they're implementing is a way of them lightly, because they're not going to say this up front. A corporate company with a AAA title, no, they would never outright say, we can't stop the cheaters. They would never say that. It would ruin their reputation. So the thing that they're doing, they're trying to add in all these little things, like make the player go invisible, make them stop doing damage, having AI to protect from hackers. I'm like, bro, but the thing is, bro, I think you guys just can't stop it.
I mean, let's be real. They made $1 billion off microtransactions. Now, I could do a lot with $1 billion. You know what I'm saying?
I can do a lot with $1 billion.
we can care cares over $1 billion. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. But, I'm just saying. You telling me a multi-title company like Activision that makes $1 billion alone off microtransactions in the first quarter? We're not talking about Call of Duty sales. We're talking about microtransactions in the first quarter of the game being out. You tell me you don't have the engineering resources. You don't have somebody that can just make a. You can't even go to like you can't. You tell me you can't pull up the Fortnite HQ in California and be like, hey, bro, hook us up with your anti cheat. We'll pay for it.
I even said at one point, bro. I said I made this crazy theory, and I said, bro, the freaking some higher up in Activision, bro, is like a drug dealer, like on some Ghost or Tommy from like Power or something like that, some Pablo Escobar thing, and they're just using Ricochet just to freaking launder money, because I don't think they're really doing shit over there. Now, somebody might get mad at me and say that they're hardworking employees. I don't think y'all are genuinely doing shit. Like, I'm so serious.
I haven't seen Ricochet ban a single person.
Bro,
I haven't seen Ricochet ban a single person.
My boy Proforma literally tells me he ranks up to a certain point and ranks play and stops playing. Because at that point, it's all extreme sweats and four-mans trying to go pro and play challengers, or they're hackers. So there's no point in playing.
My thing with that is it's rank play. No one cares. I mean, granted, I've met some demons in that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I played against them, but no one cares. Until you win a cup, no one cares. They're not considering you for any top 8 challenger teams.
Yeah, bro.
Hell, even
what happened?
No one cares. You're not going pro off of replay. Stop it. Be real with yourself.
Bro, it was Shotzi. I think it was Shotzi and some other people. They were running around with pistols, running against top 250 players. They beat these guys with pistols.
You're not pistols, like, bro,
only. These Scump, are top Scump 250.
Scump himself says all that top 250 rank play shit don't matter.
Just means you like, play a lot.
Rank play. He said rank play and pro league and actual pros is two different things. Like you could be top two, you could be top 250 in the world. Yeah, cool. But that you can't hang with the word. Like, you can't hang with London Royal Ravens.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm be honest, bro. And I look at this comparison like this, bro. You could take all you could take like a top 250 squad that always runs together, man. I look at them as like some 2K sweats. You know what I'm saying? Some 2K guys that play My Park all damn day. You put them against freaking D1 basketball players IRL, that's how I look at it. Like the top 250 is like online, the pro league is like actual like D1 minimum. Like anybody who plays 2K, you're not touching anybody IRL D1 basketball. That's how I look at it.
Unless you really like that. Unless you really like that.
Some people are. I'll give that to them. Some people are in challengers, you know what I'm saying? And they're ranked high in ranked play. Like for example, Draza was like top like 10 last season, you know what I'm saying, for ranked play for a long time. He's in the league. You know what I'm saying? He just won a major. But Not everybody's like Draza, but
Draza's one of those kids like Higgy Eager. Like Draza's still new to the scene, even though he's been in for a year. He's still like new to the scene, so his mindset is constantly adapting. I mean, granted, most of the stuff he does, he can't translate that into the pro league because the pros play at a higher pace.
And see, everything's different. Everything's different. Everything is so different.
I'm glad we're talking about the pro league rank play and stuff. Let's talk about Call of Duty and an unsustainable business model.
Apparently, according to a post on Twitter, the Call of Duty League on top of the Overwatch League, both run by Activision, are apparently an unsustainable business model and may not have that much longevity. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, if you make teams do a $25 million buy-in, of course it wouldn't last that long. Which, I mean, if you're like Vegas Legion, which not as much anymore, but earlier Vegas Legion, if you're like Vegas Legion before, or like the London Royal Ravens, the Rocker kind of as of lately, you're like, we're getting pissed on, like, a lot. But I'm paying $25 million for you. Like, we saw what happened with LAG. You remember what happened with LAG, right? They fired like so many staff.
Oh yeah, they fired half the company. They fired half the company.
Half the company.
I think esports division or something like that.
Crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, like I said, I've been playing Call of Duty. I competed a little bit back in the day, and it's like, honestly, I think I've said it so many times. The CWL was a better format. Now I've seen on Twitter people be like, "Well, the CDL just isn't that simple to come." I'm like, "Bro, fuck that. You don't know what you're talking about." The CWL's model was so simple. Literally, we had the top teams from each. With North American teams, you had the EU teams, you had Spanish teams, you had teams like E-United, Splice, teams that we don't even hear about them because they just couldn't bother that buy-in. And you know what? They would take the main teams. Who were the main teams back in the day? We're talking about Complexity. We're talking about the Cold Dynasty with Crimson and Karma. We're talking about the Optic Dynasty. We're talking about Envy. We're talking about Rise Nation. But like the top teams went head in head from teams from around the world. That to me is a real pro league because it's 5 players on a team. It's 12 teams in the league, so 60 players average. I mean, it's because you know every team got to have a sub, at least one sub. We're not even gonna count the coaching staffs, but you know, five players a team. That means the main four plus. Yeah. So, I mean, you got 60 versus 20,000. Not even 20,000. I'm just saying 2,000 players.
We could just say like 2,000. Say like
2,000. I mean, bro, the like now look at that. You can argue it's more competitive now, which I don't think it is. 60 of the same people going back and forth that know each other that's been in the game for long versus 2,000. I literally have to study every individual playstyle. Being a competitor relied more than just sound EQ and map spawns. You had to know them. You had to know what route they were going to take. You got to know what their favorite maps are. You got to know how to adjust strats on the fly. You had to actually listen. The games back then wasn't a free picky. You really had to either be good at the game or get shit on. It's just how it went.
I think because I wasn't entirely 100% too familiar, or I wasn't that far into competitive COD when the format was the CWO rather than the CDO. But I will say, I think that's a better structure, but I don't think that would work for how COD's currently going as of now. And okay. The reason I'll say this, I mean, we can't even come to like a common agreement between like the Rocker and like the Boston Breeze to not use sound EQ. Like, we're talking most of these matches are going to be played online. On top of that,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad you said it. Mm-hmm. I'm weighing on this. Me personally, if something is G8, it's like selling him using that sniper. It got G8 mid
match. It actually got disqualified. G8 mid match.
Disqualified. Yeah. I mean, bro, I get it. You know what? And this is just me. If everybody else is playing online, and I'm going to go back, I'm going to touch on Minnesota Rockers. Minnesota Rockers, they did a home series. They paid for it and had two land matches a day. Las Vegas Legion was trailing behind them by 10, and then they went up by 20. Minnesota Rocker went up by 20, I believe. Or they won one, lost one. So they stayed even or something. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, no one else in the league at that time had that opportunity to play two matches in one day. Everybody was just playing one match. If it's an online qualifier, I don't think you should have the agreement to go to LAN. Because if you're going to go to LAN, you need to play LAN how LAN is going to be played. No sound EQ, no none of that.
Mm-hmm.
This whole, if it's an online split, which is supposed to be, everybody plays online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Imagine being Boston Breach playing against, you know, LA Thieves are at home, but you're playing on land or something. Like, mm-hmm. Even though they're going to have to fly LA Thieves out to play them on land because they match Boston Breach. But,
yep,
exactly. Which then I think Boston Breach would get absolute shitted on.
I mean,
just saying on land versus yeah. Thieves? Come on.
I think in some way, if possible, they should have it to where it's like, yeah, still have like the online qualifiers, which is another point where I'm saying just go back to console, because I love my PC. I love COD PC, but I think they got a little too ahead of themselves. I don't think they really thought they did get to this point, and they're almost trying to play just catch up 24/7. So I honestly think like it's just, first off, we go back to console, all right? Boom. We go back to console. Let's say in a perfect world, we go back to console. We don't got to worry about no Cronuses, no Zens, no none of that shit, no Zims.
I don't know. I just watched a video the other day. Dude was like, he was playing a Black Ops 4 tournament. I think I sent you a video. He's playing a Black Ops 4 tournament on console. And the dude accused him of cheating. And he's like, which one do you want? I got the Cronus, and I got something else. And he held him up. He's like, you see? But it's like, He was like, but you just, like, basically, he was proving he was hacking on PC. And it's like, he had the X-Strike pack and the Cronus. He's like, which one do you want? And
that's like, wild to me,
are
bro.
Are you serious? Why? Like, you're the reason why we're here now.
bro,
you're the reason why Call of Duty's for competing is in the state.
The thing with me is, like, I just feel like bro just shot himself in the foot. Because you're over here sitting here trying to claim that I'm clean. Then why do you have him in your room in the first place? Like, no normal person has, like Sauce. Let's say, for example, Sauce, I'm a naturally sane person. Let's say I'm a sane person, all right? Why do I have an RPG in my room? Oh, it's just for decorations. Then why are there six rockets lined up next to it? But I promise you I'm a sane person. No, the hell you're not. Like, no. Like, people want to ban, I don't even want to get into this, but people want to ban rifles. You over here with an RPG in your room. Like, there's no way you can then say the argument of, I'm not using it, or there's no way I'm cheating. Bro, you're in your room. You shouldn't even have them, like, period. So, I mean, let's say if a perfect world, right? Let's say in a perfect world, we go back to console, there's no hackers, there's nobody worrying about Zims and Cronuses and all this nonsense. We play the online games, online qualifiers, we find some way to set it up, da-da-da-da-da. People play, da-da-da-da, and then we go into LANs, all right? Then we go into LANs with all the teams, including the teams in the CDL, teams with the CWL, like, mash all of them together, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think then it could be a much better model, but I think there's just so much that just can't. Like, if we, the CDO, CWO technically, quote unquote, on paper is better, but in our current situation, we can't do that. Because for one, nobody wants to go back to console. PC Call of Duty is just taking the fuck over. Like, we can't go back at this point.
You can't.
But the problem is, they can't get rid of the cheaters. So we don't want to go back to console, and they don't want to get rid of the cheaters. So now we're at the stalemates where it's like, we're going to keep this certain pool of teams, right, to prevent this from even happening. Because the last thing we want is some random team from fucking... But fuck Montana or some shit on some farm, and those guys are beating the shit out of LA Thieves 5-0 in the major or something like that. Then everybody's like, where did this team come from? Da 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 da. Comes out, they're cheating or some shit, or I don't fucking know, something along those lines. But the thing is, we wouldn't even have to even like worry about that if we're on, hopefully, in a perfect world, on console in a perfect world. But then nobody wants to go back to console, so I think. That's what I think. I think on paper it sounds good, but in the way it is formatted and a lot of other factors into it, we're kind of stuck with a CDL that technically is a sinking ship.
And I was just looking for that video to send to you. we'll find it later. Literally, he's like, it was crazy.
Crazy, man.
But, I mean, and you know what? That also, what we were just talking about also segmented into our other topic of how would we fix the issue. I mean, there's no fixing it unless you go back to console.
I don't think there's a way to fix it, honestly. I think we're kind of just at the point where it's like, we have what we have. We try to make the best out of it, even though it's...
We just got to make it work. Like,
we just got to make it work at this point.
And honestly, that brings us to our next one. If Call of Duty fails, what games are going to dethrone Call of Duty?
I mean, it's some competitors, you know what I'm saying?
Because we got X Defiant in the left corner.
Bro, I mean...
And we got Combat Masters in the right.
We got... Bro, it is so many. Like, I can't tell you how many, because I follow like a few little movement demons from the Rebirth community, so I'll always see somebody talking about something. They're going to talk about some game with nice movement or something like that. Like, we've seen X Defiant, which, by the way, X Defiant...
Amazing game. It's made by Kai developers and former Kai pros, and it's great.
Shout out Aches, man. I posted a clip on Twitter. He retweeted that clip. Shout out that boy Aches, and he responded to it. So shout out that boy Aches, you know what I'm saying?
If y'all know the man, shout out Mark Rubin. If you played, if he was at Infinity Ward back in the day, or you played in Infinity Ward Call of Duty, like Ghost or back in the day, he was the man.
It was the man. They was him before we knew that they was him. You know what I'm saying? At that point, he was him, but we ain't know. You know what I'm saying? But was in the shadows.
It was him thinking we was overlooking. But I mean, let's really talk about this one. Because if we're being honest, Call of Duty is getting jumped right now. Like, Fortnite, that's Defiant. They're telling him to fight back. He is getting beat.
Fight back.
Call of Duty is getting whooped right now.
God's getting jumped, bro. I'm talking about jumped, run your pockets, 4-on-1. I mean,
like, bro, like, they beating Call of Duty like a redhead stepchild.
They beating COD's ass. And the reason, and a lot of people may say you can't kill Call of Duty, I kind of...
Call of Duty's already dead. Call of Duty's dead. I mean,
I feel like the only reason why COD's even going on is because there's content creators. I'm going to be very honest. All those content creators, including myself, we would all just go poof for one day. That game would be very dead. Like, you would see how dead this game really was. Just because, bro, it's like, you really got to realize, bro, like, a majority of what's keeping that game going is people that thinking they have a career with Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I think it is, bro. So it's like, when they had games like X Defiant come through, you know what I'm saying? We was like, ah, man, this is lit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I think people fell in love with X Defiant because it took we're not even gonna speak about game aspect. We're talking about the dev support. You had dev support was beautiful, and I'm talking about you have a problem, tweet at them. Oh, let me see what I can do. Let me add this to the ticket. Oh, hey, look, this issue will be fixed, but it won't be fixed during the beta, but it will be fixed. Okay, appreciate the update. You know what I'm saying? It's...
They were Call of Duty
doesn't do that. We don't do that no more. They don't do that no more. It's... Yeah, you have an issue? Damn, that's tough.
Bro, the devs signed NDAs. They can't say anything about what's going on. Like, the fact that you have to go to that extent, you have to get your devs to sign NDAs to not say jack shit about anything. And then on top of that, I get it if you're signing NDAs, but you're the one being a transparent. Because you know what I'm saying? Because you're deciding, I'm going to let them know this information when it's time to. Because that's how business works. You can't just fuck around and let anybody say anything. Because somebody may say something, right? And that's some premature advice or some premature information. And maybe the whole thing didn't go through. And now everybody thinks that we're dog shit developers because somebody said something that's too damn early. That can happen. But let's be honest here. All right? the way X Defiant was communicating was great. Like, they were just honest, like, hey, man, we understand that there's some issues. We're going to try our hardest to fix it. Boom. It gets fixed. Hey, man, we get that this has happened, and we apologize. To make up for it, we'll do this, this, that, the third. This has been officially fixed. Bam. What do we have with COD? Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. They set up Joel for the kill. I'm so serious. They set up Joel for the kill. They literally said, oh, we're gonna do X, Y, Z. They're gonna do this, that, that. Man, Joel said, man, COD's looking pretty promising with this new update. I'm not gonna lie. Update came out, dog shit. they crucified Joel. And I feel so bad for him because I know that's how person Joel is. I know that's how person he is, man. He's somebody, he's like, all right, look. I never tweet
him,
out.
Didn't they like send him death threats or something crazy?
Bro, people were threatening to kill this guy in his stream. Bro.
Why? You act like, I mean, bro, you act like he's a developer. I mean, granted, developers shouldn't be getting killed either. I mean, let me explain that. They should not be getting killed over
there. They should. Game. Nobody should.
But nobody should. That's kind of wild to think that. That's wild. Yeah. But I mean, bro, okay. If I'm Joe Woe, the developers are telling me one thing. I have no reason to think they're lying because they're the developers.
Exactly.
The guys that made the game. They want the game to prosper. So I'm going to put this out. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, that's false advertisement on their end. I understand Joe Will's position, but I don't think they should have. Like, death threats, threaten his family. That's kind of crazy, bro.
Like, I mean, you got to understand, bro. Like,
for a guy, especially for a guy you don't know personally.
I mean, bro, like, the stuff I've heard in Call of Duty lobbies is kind of crazy, but that extent, bro, that's a little. Because the thing y'all got to understand, bro, is like, look. This dude Joel got to wake up every day. You know what I'm saying? He got to wake up every day and keep going. You threaten his life, he going to move different. Joel probably got a Glock, you know what I'm saying? A couple extended clips, you know what I'm saying? Like, all because you said some crazy on the internet.
What did he say? He on his reaping powers. Like, he's like, I got bullets for all of my haters on the internet.
I got bullets for everybody. I got clips for everybody.
Hey, if you know where that's from, if you know...
Yeah, no, bro. I'm telling y'all, bro.
Hey,
y'all,
Riggs, write that down. We gotta throw that.
I got bullets for everybody.
You know what clip that is? You're a legend.
You're a legend, my boy. You are a legend. I ain't gonna lie, bro. See, the thing is, bro, is like, that's just the thing, man. Like, the way they set him up for that was just, it was just tragic, man. So it's like, when we see, but the thing that I was saying was, all right, so if Joel can't be the person to fully directly say, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with the game, how about you get one of the devs to say it? Because we saw H was the person saying, oh, this is updated, this is done.
I mean, but H is also working on it. He's currently working on a game. I mean, but that's
exactly.
From what I'm understanding, that's H's like brain project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, H is the main person for this game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think even him, like, I think that's how it should be. It should come from the people actually running the shit, working on the system, saying, this is going to be fixed. I understand that. Because a lot of people are sitting up here thinking that there is some glitch with the latency on Warzone. Bro, it's not. What they did was they did a lazy fix. We complain about the lag. Guess what they did? They broke it to where it shows one to two pings 24/7. That way, we don't know if we're lagging or not. You'll feel that you're lagging, but if you complain and say, I'm lagging, what evidence? Oh, you're on a one ping.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, the servers have always been trash. Even from Warzone 1. Modern Warfare 2019 servers had a lot. Like, it's... See, and you know, this, I'm glad we were talking about the COD Killers, Defiant. X Defiant, when they raised their playing counts in the beta, for that one day, they had crazy internet problems.
Crazy,
you know what they did?
Lag.
They said, hey, this might hurt us a little bit, but we're taking the servers offline. We're putting them on this new server, and the input lag is going to be gone. What happened? They came back. After an hour, it was still a little wonky, but... After when that hour happened and they got it back up for every console and every system, it was like this. Mm-hmm. And if you lagged, it's because your internet was trash.
That gaming experience was just that much. See, I feel like games just needed just like, bro, like you have to at certain times, bro, if you run a business, bro, you have to take that temporary hit. Like even like I'm an owner of Team Havoc. You know what I'm saying? For people who were keeping up with the Triavic Energy website, at a certain period of time, that website was down. I'm not going to go into full details about what happened, but we had to shut the site down for a certain period of time, make you not able to buy Havoc Energy. Well, somebody wanted to buy Havoc Energy? I know 100% somebody personally was like, yo, I want to buy some Havoc Energy. Where is it at? But they couldn't buy it because we were fixing something. But now there's a much better system in place in order to get it to where it might even be international. But we have to take that step back, get some stuff right, and now we're at the point where it's like, all right, now we can distribute it in a better manner, in a faster motion, in a much easier, like, simplified facilitation. So it's like you have to take that small step back to come back better. Kyle doesn't want to do that. They're just like, all right, it's fucked up. It's just fucked up. So, that's why people like Ace the Fiend and Combat Masters, people are playing that shit.
I'm glad you said Combat Masters. I mean, I'm not going to spend too much on Combat Masters.
Have you played it?
Combat Masters, no, and I'm not going to.
Don't play it.
Combat Masters is a game for kids on speed. I ain't going to lie.
That's for kids, like, that's for kids,
3, 5, 6 Adderalls a day just going. I mean, little Timmy's and Jimmy's that's on Adderall. That game, honestly, its graphics are dog shit. I mean, it only moves fast. It's not even, it doesn't feel like a complete game to me.
It doesn't.
Looking at it. I don't think it'll top Call of Duty. I honestly think it's a gimmick of the Roblox little Call of Duty game they got.
Oh god.
I mean, Combat Masters is fluent for the movement. I mean, if you're a little Timmy and Jimmy that likes to move crazy, that's you. But
that's you.
You're gonna have arthritis by the time you're 15. Like,
if you wanna do that, that's you, bro. If you wanna do that, man, that's you, bro. I'm just saying.
Make sure you say, if you're gonna play that game, make sure you take care of your hands.
I'm saying, you wanna play that game, make sure you take care of your hands. I'm gonna tell you one thing, bro. I played Combat Masters, bro, and I'm not trying to diss nobody who, you know what I'm saying, who does play it, who does like it, but I'll let y'all know right now, bro, that game felt like a joke, through and through, felt like a joke. Now, you can move a lot, but it's like, bro, you know there's a setting on that game that reduces the huh sound effect? Every time you mantle, your character makes like this noise every fucking time. There's a meter where you can reduce that. Like, why is that even in the game? Like, it's like a small little, small little gimmicky things. I'm just like, why is it even in the game? Like,
it's a child's game, bro. I'm telling you, it's a step up of the Roblox version of it.
Yeah,
like,
that game's
for those of y'all that don't know what I'm talking about. Roblox came out with its own version of Call of Duty. It actually looks really good. It looks really good. It plays actually really good. Have you seen it?
Roblox version of COD.
But it's not. It's not Roblox like you think it is. It's a And Rex will probably find the video after this. It's it actually has the guns with the M4 and stuff. You've seen it, but you've been like, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Nah, it doesn't look like Roblox. Like,
it's funny that you mentioned the Roblox version of COD, because I did play it. I did in fact play it. But guess what?
And it's nice.
I ran into a hacker. Two games in a row. Okay. And the way they hack in there is not no call. I'm not talking about no aimbot. I'm not talking about no wall hacks. I mean, bro's moving faster than a cheetah with an assault rifle. All right? He's hip firing. All bullets are going to my freaking dome. All right? And bro shooting through walls. Name to me one per. Sauce, you in the Navy, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen 5.56 bullets go through cinder block? Like four inch cinder block? I mean, 4-inch cinder block and not penetrating through and killing somebody in one shot.
A 5.56?
A 5.56. You ever seen that before?
I can't say I have.
I'm just saying
that. There are certain things you can shoot through with a 5.56. But I haven't personally seen no one shoot. You said 4 inches of concrete?
Like, bro, I'm getting shot through a building. Hip fire.
Bro, do you know how thick 4 inches of concrete is?
Bro, I'm talking the thickest concrete. I'm getting shot from across the map, two shots to the head. You're not even ADSing. You got an M4. It is crazy what I ran into playing Roblox. It was insane. And I'm sitting here like, and the funniest thing is, right, this man Zay, shout out Zay. Zay's always in my chat like, bro, Wrench, we ain't going to play Roblox again. I'm not playing that game again. I ran into hackers once. I'm not doing it again. I'm not. I promise you I'm not.
Like, it's supposed to be a kid-friendly game. I'm not playing this.
It's supposed to be a kid-friendly fucking game, bro.
You got kids rolling around on Roblox playing it like it's GTA, like 5M. They're like, give me your money. Put your hands up. Like, bro, who is this fucking robbing
a robot? This is a 12-year-old game. I'm getting robbed. I'm getting robbed by a freaking...
Like, what you know about it? He's like, bro, I'm from the streets. I'm jigging. Like, what you know about robbing and jigging? You don't know nothing about that life. Like, bro, sit down. Where's your parents?
Where are your parents? Hey, bro. Where your mama at? Where your mama at? You can't do shit about that, boy. That little nigga is spoiled, boy. He will make your gaming experience hell. You ever run into one of them hackers on like old console COD, like MW3? You shoot him, you fly 80 feet in the air, you die to fall damage. Can he shoot your gun? Yeah, like he got them. He hacked them.
You just gotta sit there, like, especially on Black Ops 2, when they used to be on Nuketown building little bridges.
Bro, it was Fortnite on Black Ops 2, boy. That dude will make your life hell on that game, boy. You can't even close the game, bro. Dude, the hacked your PC.
Speaking of that, speaking about Black Ops 2, let's talk about BO3 for a little bit. And how BO3 sales is outselling Modern Warfare 2 2022.
You want to know what's crazy? Like, I mean, granted, a lot of people are going to say that the game is on sale. But keep in mind, guys.
Black Ops 3 will always be better. You can call me whatever you want.
I don't care. I think, in my opinion, I think in terms of like multiplayer Call of Duty, that has to be top three in terms of the experience of playing multiplayer. It has to be top three minimum. If we're being serious, it's minimum. You could throw MW2, maybe Black Ops 2 in there, but besides that, what game do you know really had an experience like Black Ops 3 did? You know how many people I know told me I hate jetpacks, but they still loved Black Ops 3? It's a difference. Because some people hate movement in Rebirth. They didn't play it. Some people hate the movement in Warzone 2. They don't play it. They hate the movement. I mean, they hate the movement in Black Ops 3. They loved that game. It's a difference. Mm-hmm. It's very different to seriously hate a major aspect in a video game, but you still love it. Like, Black Ops 3 is undefeated in that sense. Like, there's no arguments right there. So it's like, yeah, people are buying that game. Like, what? Like, what is it? Like, 8 years later or something? Yeah, like 8 years later. Because, I mean, it's on, bro, and this is Steam. We're not talking about all consoles and whatever the hell else. We're talking just Steam, Saucy.
Yeah,
Game was on sale for $15 for a reason. They made bank off of that. They knew what they were doing.
But the PC port of Call of Duty for Black Ops 3 sucks. If anybody who's ever played Black Ops 3, the OG version of Black Ops 3 for PC that came out on PC knows that it sucks. The port over for PC sucks on it.
Are we talking about the little client, or are you talking about like
the client port sucks? So it's not it doesn't play like how it did on console. It's a lot more laggier, unstable on PC.
Okay.
Which I don't know how it's selling. I mean, I get it, but I don't.
I played it today. I ain't gonna lie. I was getting my body sprayed. I was shooting against these freaking hackers, you know what I'm saying? But I was sweating my ass off, boy. I feel like I was 16, bro. I was sweating my ass off in this exact chair, boy. I was leaned up, bro. I never get in this position. I was leaned up. I was like this. I'm sweating, boy. I'm locked, bro. KM44 bouncing off walls. I'm like, nah, bro. RK5 front shit, bro. I was sweating. But I mean,
boy Ranks back in his element.
Back in the element, man. I'm telling you, bro. And the thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's serious. Ranks never been able to play the game because he ain't done that in a minute.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Look, I did it to fix the posture. Cause you know what I'm saying? The posture is important. You know what I'm saying? The way you walk is important. It's good for your health. You know what I'm saying? It helps a lot of other bodily functions. The fact that I said, fuck my bodily functions, I just want to beat this guy in a video game, in a virtual 8-year-old video game, that says a lot.
I mean,
but what's crazy though, because I already know what you're gonna segue into. What's crazy, right, is even though it's on sale, it periodically gets on sale, right? But to anybody who's listening to this podcast right now, because I know it's gonna be a video. Actually, let me go ahead and timestamp this right now. We're at the 59 minute mark. I'm gonna go ahead and timestamp this right now. All right, 59 minutes. We gotta go ahead and timestamp this. All right, for anybody that does not already know this, right? If you have a PC, I want you to go to the Steam store, right? And I want you to just see how expensive these old Call of Duties are. Because remember back when, let's take when Black Ops 4 was out, right? How much was Modern Warfare 2? Like $20, maybe $30, maybe $40 because it's
MW2. You talking about OG Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah, like OG Modern Warfare 2. I think it was like
maybe $40. Maybe 15. Not hell no. Maybe 15. Are you talking about PC? or console.
Oh, for oh well, that makes sense because it was console. Okay, that makes sense because it was console. But
probably, are you talking about console? It was probably 50. I mean, let's be real. I mean, you really couldn't buy it, but if you could buy it, if you had a 360 right now, it's probably like $15.
$15. But now.
But I mean, $15. I mean, I don't know why they're charging $60 for these old. I mean, bro, because like they dude. Like imagine COD 4 came out in 2007. And it's 2023, and you're charging me $60 for it. Like, what is, bro? Are you serious? Are you drinking? Like,
for anybody listening to this podcast that does not have an inclination on what I'm talking about, right? If you go to the Steam store right now, you type in Call of Duty, you will see that Black Ops 3, when it's not on sale, right? Black Ops 3, Black Ops 2, Vanguard, Cold War, Infinite Warfare. Like,
Warfare is trash.
And Ghost are at full price some 8+ years later. Now, first off, I don't know why Vanguard's anything close to even near $30. Like, that game sucks. Put it to $10. And then World War II, which in my opinion is the worst Call of Duty ever made, that game is $40. $40 for the worst Call of Duty of all time.
No, it's crazy. That's saying something because Infinite Warfare is ranked the worst Call of Duty of all time.
I mean, Infinite Warfare, World War II, and Vanguard. I think those are the top three worst Call of Duty of all time. Why am I spending $200 on three of the worst games of all time? What are we doing here?
They're definitely smoking something.
I'm like, and the reason why I think they know that they're doing this, bro, they know that they're doing, because at a certain point in time, right? I had a PC and I had Steam and I checked when Warzone was at a healthy state. I checked. Those games were not $60. As a matter of fact, I think Black Ops 1 was like $15, $16, right? It's $60 now. They know what the fuck they're doing.
And then they sell their DLCs for $40.
Mm-hmm. They know what the fuck they're doing. They know people don't like these current Call of Duty and want to go back to the old ones. And most people at this moment, right, have PCs, right? So they want to do go play these old CODs. Maybe they got like
campaign zombie runs.
They got these clients like Plutonium and X Labs. They want to go back and play these games because maybe they're not able to get the torrent file for it or whatever the hell. Even though I can, because
real quick, shout out X Labs because I think X Labs is better than Plutonium in the sense that with X Labs you can relive everything about the old. Games like with
you can play the campaign.
You can only play zombies in the campaign. I mean, the multiplayer with some of the games. But with X Labs, you can play. You can experience the whole game DLC and everything for free. And I think if X Labs was to pick up the rest of the games, it would be nuts.
It'd be fighting. You know, I would. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I would kill to play the freaking Black Ops 2 campaign one more time, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'll definitely do that on stream or something like that. That'd be so lit, bro.
I definitely want to play the Black Ops 1 campaign again. Modern Warfare 3 campaign is insane. They actually have it on PC, but unlike every other Call of Duty, the client is just isn't controller friendly. I don't know why.
Yeah, it really isn't. It really isn't.
It's weird. It's so weird. But let's segue into our last topic, sir.
Go ahead.
Is gaming dying? That is the $1 million question.
The $1 million question. Honestly, everybody wants to know. Go ahead, Sauce. I want to hear what you guys say.
As a gamer, I know I don't post content no more because, you know, it's not really a lot of stuff to post in Call of Duty. As a guy who plays Ghost Recon, The Division, GTA, 5M, Assassin's Creed, NFL, Madden, like all these other games, gaming is not dead. I feel like I've had the most of my fun lately playing old titles I grew up on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think gaming's not dead. I think gaming is stale in terms of the whole wave is Battle Royale. Yeah. Somebody got to do something different. Call of Duty became the number one game because it did something different.
Facts.
I mean,
I'll say this. I definitely agree with you in what you're saying when you say gaming isn't dying. I think the problem is that everybody's looking from the lens of multiplayer sweat video games that I can make content on. You know what I'm saying?
Single player games are really, like, Elden Rings is crazy.
It's crazy.
I love Elden Rings. Like, Castillo Protocol, you got the new Jedi game that just came out. Like, bro, it's fun.
And I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm going to point something out that a lot of people don't want to point out and some people may disagree with me on. But we're kind of older. know what I'm saying? A lot of the people that were OG gamers, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. If you, if somebody was to say, hey, why don't you play that story mode game? Well, I'm not gonna lie, bro. It's a lot of other things I could do besides play that story mode game. I could find ways to make more money. I could do, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here doing sports betting. I'm on Prize Picks. I could edit some videos, make some content. Maybe I do some, I'll maybe look for some old job, make some more money, find some ways to make more money, bro. It's a lot of other things I could do with my time. Not saying I don't like or enjoy video games. It's just, it's a lot of time. Like, we didn't realize how much time we invested into playing video games when we were younger.
Until you got to the age we are now, it's like, damn, we used to sit here for 20 hours a day playing games.
Bro, I used to, bro.
I did 8 hours in school, and then the rest of your day is eating and playing video games.
And yeah, exactly. But that, when you're done, bro, like, you're done. You know what I'm saying? You're done. It's over. You know what I'm saying? When you're...
Suddenly you grow up.
Some people who are listening to this right now, bro,
y'all ain't... You pay 2 hours a day.
You ain't in college. You ain't in high school. You ain't in middle school. You got a job. Ain't no summer break when it comes to jobs. Now I say, your ass working 24/7.
Don't care about none of that.
Care about none of that. So it's like, that's a lot of things you could do with your time. When it comes to school, like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're in college, you know what I'm saying? There's stuff you could do in your time besides play video games. When we were in high school, middle school, bro, just, who fucking cared? You know what I'm saying? I'm on the game. Leave me alone, bro. I'm having fun. I'm vibing out.
I mean, let's think about it. When I was still in school, I graduated high school in 2018. So, I mean, about to finish college and everything. So, when 2013, we had GTA come out. GTA 5. OG GTA 5 on 360. We're not even going to talk about the Xbox One, the next generation after that consoles that they keep re-releasing. What else came out in 2013? You had, Gears of War was out at the time. I was a big Gears of War fan. Like, video games don't hit the way they used to hit.
I think that's another factor, bro. I think on top of just us being older and everybody wanting to be content creators, I think honestly, bro, some games just don't hit like that. Like, I keep seeing a tweet and somebody was like, "Evidence gaming is dying." It was the Last of Us, the message from the developers of The Last of Us, Cyberpunk, the developers of GTA, what's going on with COD. I mean, like, we're at a point, bro, where, no offense, bro, like, some of these developers kind of suck. I'm like, some of these guys kind of suck, bro.
Let's be
honest. So some of y'all are some shit. I'm not gonna lie.
And you know what's great? What I think contributes to the stale state of gaming is, like, certain games that really deserve a sequel, like Ghost of Tsushima 2, that I think is coming out, and they're coming out with a movie, I think. That movie fire. What else? Bro. Sleeping Dogs 2. Bro, what? Like, okay.
I want to be Wei Shen one more time, bro.
No, for real. Like, really, like these are games, single player games that had no multiplayer entity that made millions of dollars, but at the time the developers were scared to take a risk, but their games did so well. I mean, like, this is a crazy comparison. Look at when Red Dead, the first one, came out versus Red Dead 2. Look how long that was, but Red Dead 2 storyline is so perfect.
It's a beautiful storyline.
They took their time and made a masterpiece.
I just think that's the other thing, bro. I just don't think games are really sitting and taking their time and saying, let's use this time.
They're just trying to hit the market. Like, yes, this hit the market. We gotta make money. We need the ROE, ROI.
Yeah, we just need like the return on the investment. We want to spend all this money on these ads. You know what I'm saying? Putting a little baby and all these freaking celebrities and these stupid ass.
No one cares. No one cares.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to have a playable game.
Put all these celebrities in these damn ads, thinking it's gonna make more money. We make money. All right, cool. All right, literally say we hit $10 million on day one. All right, nah, I'm gonna fuck with you. They gone. But what about continued support? I'm gonna fuck with you. They gone. They out of there.
We'll be good next season update.
Y'all boys be easy, man. I'm out of here.
We won't see y'all boys for like 5 months. But yeah, be smooth, gang.
Bro, the devs for COD went on vacation. I'm like, bro, what is this, man? I mean, I get that y'all are humans, but this game's trash. Like, what are we doing now, man?
Fix it.
And then Cyberpunk, they tried to give that. I remember when that game first dropped. They took the game off the PlayStation Store. It was that unplayable.
But you gotta think about it. That wasn't a developer's fault. That was the publisher's fault. I told you yesterday. Yeah. I think the publishers play a huge role in, like, as a developer, if I make the game, no one's gonna tell me when to put it out. I mean, I get it. A publisher like Activision pushes the game out, but without me, there won't be a game. You know what I'm saying? Without the devs, there won't be a game. So you gotta let the devs, like, even the devs told the publisher, they was like, yo, we need more time to finish this game. Now, granted, when they released that update, the game, I have Cyberpunk on the PS5. Actually, getting it on PC. Because the update they released fixed all the bugs. Mm-hmm. They just needed more time to fix it. The game is beautiful. It's a great game. And it's a great storyline. And it's innovative. They just needed more time to fix it.
They just do, bro. And I'm not going to lie, bro. It's the same thing we mentioned with X Defiant. I don't mind you guys saying straight up, we got to take some time to fix this damn game. But be transparent. Be transparent.
Just be transparent.
No, just be transparent. That's what's so fucking hard about that.
But I ain't gonna lie. When Call of Duty said we're not gonna do the yearly cycle no more, you know, people got happy because that means more time to make a better game.
Nah, it's too much pressure on them because they know the game's gonna suck. They know the game's gonna suck. That's why they dropped the COD this year. They know their game's gonna suck, bro. They know their games suck, bro.
I don't even know what kind of I don't even know what setting this COD's gonna be. I don't even know what the campaign gonna look like. The guns.
It's made by Sledgehammer.
But yeah. This is how I'm in the podcast. I hope it's good. And that's all I'm gonna say.
I'm in this podcast by saying to anybody who's getting your wallets ready, for anybody stashing away that little ounce of your paycheck to buy that new Call of Duty, I'm saying right now.
How much Call of Duty cost now? $80?
That shit finna be $80. No DLC.
$80?
No double.
Call of Duty might start charging $100 a pop. I don't know.
I'm just gonna say this right now, bro. It's a Sledgehammer game. I want you to keep in mind what Sledgehammer's made in the past. All right, I'm no longer believing in hope. I'm not a kid anymore, COD. COD, look at me. I'm not a kid anymore, bro. I make money. All right, I can spend the $60 on something else. I can spend the $60 on a fit. I can spend the $60 on some other shit for my PC.
Some for my car.
Some for my car. You know what I'm saying? You know, I get some shit fixed on my car. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of other things I could do with the $60. I'm not a kid anymore. All right, so I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm going off of probability, not possibility, all right? I'm living reality now. Look, life's kind of rough. I'm an adult. I'm going to say this right now, all right? The last CODs you made, Sledgehammer, were Vanguard, dog shit. World War II, dog shit. Advanced Warfare, people enjoyed that game, but we can argue about that because some people hate the advanced movement. The only good COD that y'all have, which I don't even fully give y'all credit for because the people that advanced made the game back then, no, before Advanced Warfare, the people that made that game back then, don't even work at the studio now. MW3.
What game are you talking about? They didn't make that.
MW3 partially was a Sledgehammer game.
Sledgehammer. I think Sledgehammer helped on a multiplayer side. If anywhere made most of the game, Sledgehammer helped out on the DLC and stuff.
I mean, they were involved in it some way, shape, or form. All right, they touched it.
I mean, yeah, but they didn't have a major role. Like, we're not. Yeah. Man, no, we're not gonna give them that much credit.
Look,
they get like 5%. We go fuck with you.
So somebody daps somebody up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's one dude who tap dances for performance to keep the employees awake. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Sledgehammer was involved in some way, shape, or form. All right, that's the only thing y'all can partially get credit for. Everything after that, besides Advanced Warfare, that's two CODs back to back that are World War II Call of Duty that are dog shit. So I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna end off like this. I ain't got no expectation. I probably won't even buy this game. Not even gonna lie. But it's great talk today, man. It was a great talk today.
Great talk. Good being back on the podcast.
For anybody watching, man, is anybody sitting there thinking, hey, man, where the hell has been the last episode of the One Shot Podcast? You can blame the guy wearing the blue hoodie. It's me. All right. It's me. All right. I'm not gonna lie. Y'all know how hard it is sometimes to get your friends to hop on the game. You know what I'm saying? You tell your friend to hop on the game. He want to go eat, shower, get a passport to take his yearbook photos.
He want to go to France real quick and back. You know
go to France, back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He gives dad a haircut. He's doing all the things before he hop on the game. How do you think it is for me trying to get podcast guests on here sometimes? Sometimes it's a little difficult. I ain't gonna lie, man, this ain't my full-time job, all right? You know what I'm saying? I'm a full-time college student. At the same time, it gets a little hairy. I got dark circles around my eyes. I don't sleep often, all
right? Okay, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to sleep right now.
You know what I'm saying? Time. Look, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's May, all right? That means less school. These podcasts about being full effect. Everybody finna catch smoke. Everybody finna be on here, all right? So, expect more podcast episodes in the future. I just want to say thank you, everybody who made it this far into the podcast. We have my boy Sauce Man Sauce. Go check the boy Saucy Sees now on all his socials. You know what I'm saying? He's still alive. He's on the socials. He ain't posting, but he's alive. Trust and believe me on that.
Hey, trust and believe me. Hey, look, you're going to see me in every team video. Just know.
Every team
video,
bring you there.
The laughs.
We're playing Uno next.
Y'all don't want that smoke.
Hey, whoa, hold on.
What?
New all pack in the air. This is gas or what? Come on, son.
Rank, you don't want that smoke, bro.
Nobody's beating me, bro.
What? I will play Uno like I play Speeds.
Y'all finna buy plane tickets and fight, because I'm not losing, bro.
What, bro? Hey, Chad, just know, Ranks is going to be out of some money, because we're putting money on it.
Boy, I'm over here playing NBA games. We'll put on some Uno's hat. We put on some Uno's hat, and I'm not losing.
$500 a pot.
When it comes to money, like, I'm a full-on tryhard. I'm not losing, bro. We getting everybody in there. We getting Manny, Snuffle, KD, Shields, Mikey. We getting everybody in the mix, man.
Okay, about to say that. We definitely going to chop it up with the Uno. And you know what? We might be getting the Saucy Says video coming very soon to your streams.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, your favorite Warzone creator might get shot in the head because he didn't follow directions. Hey. You got put in the pack. He's 6 feet under. Rest in peace to him. That ain't my problem.
Hey, Ranks, you gotta do something. If you're the first one to die, bro, like, I don't know. We got to do something crazy.
It's always me, bro. Like,
if you're the first one to die, you gotta do something like a random person.
It's like if somebody else dies first, it's aha, you died first. But if it's me, it's
okay. How about this?
Damn, Ranks, you died first. Damn, Ranks, pick him up. What's in this
on a high note? Whoever dies first in the Saucy Says video gotta give a certain amount of their choosing above from $5 minimum up to charity for any charity they want. How about that?
All right, we'll put up some money. All right, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
The minimum is $5. It could be $5. It could be $100. It could be $1,000. But the minimum is $5. You got it. So if you die first, $5 to whatever charity you go. You can send the minimum $5 to whatever charity.
I don't mind doing that at all. You know what I'm saying? Once again, to everybody that hopefully made it past this part of the podcast, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Make sure you guys follow. Once again, we are TeamHavocStudios.com. I will say that one more time. TeamHavocStudios.com. All of our social media.
I know some of y'all failed y'all English class, so we're going to say it one more time. TeamHavocStudios.com.
Include the studios with it too. Make sure you guys tune in and follow Team Havoc on all of our social media platforms, including our Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Every single platform. Make sure you guys follow all of our creators. Go check out their content. Show them boys some love, man.
All the hard work they put in.
Go look up Team Havoc on Spotify. We will be posting a lot more podcasts in the future.
And if you need some energy, go get some of that Havoc energy.
Try HavocEnergy.com. Use code RANKS for 10% off. Plus, there's free shipping, by the way. And if you use code Havoc, it's 15% off. Did I say 15?
Tell them that code. Tell them that code again. I don't
think code Havoc for 15% off. I think I need some water or something. You know what I'm saying? I might need some water or something. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all boys caught that. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all boys caught that. But that's it for this episode, man. It is your host, Ranks, with that boy Saucy in the cut. And we're out of here. We'll catch up boys in the next episode. We out of here.
Peace.
Peace.